This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A couple whose dog was shot by a Loveland police officer in 2019 has filed a lawsuit against the department. CPR's Matt Morat explains.
The suit claims Loveland Police Department leaders covered up what really happened. The couple says that the city has fostered a culture that encourages the unnecessary use of force. Body camera footage shows two dogs running toward the officer after he gets out of his car. One stops, but a 14-month-old Staffordshire Terrier boxer mix continues toward him and is shot. The dog had to be euthanized due to its injuries. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A new report from U.S. scientists shows the pandemic may have slowed the economy, but not global warming. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Last year's economic downturn caused by COVID-19 resulted in serious emission cuts, an estimated 7% decline in greenhouse gases from fossil fuels. Many hoped that would slow the buildup of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found levels are higher than at any point in the last 800,000 years. That's because the cut was offset by other factors, like forest fires. Scientists say it means any serious effort to combat climate change requires a sustained shift away from fossil fuels, not a one-year dip. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradishar will be one of 34 local officials picked to advise the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Gradishar will join other leaders from across the nation to serve in the Local Government Advisory Committee, which was formed in 1993 to offer guidance to local environmental issues. This is CPR News.